Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 192 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, I'm going to dive a bit deeper into the histamine overload issue that I started discussing back in episode 188. If you missed that episode, I highly encourage you to head back and listen to that first because it is truly the part one to this conversation. If you recall, I talked about how histamine overload looks a lot like a cup that's contents are constantly near the brim, so it doesn't take much to cause the cup to overflow. You could actually have a lot more going on than you even realize, but think that you're just an allergic person or it's just genetic, when that may not fully be the case. For example, if you find that you're super reactive to foods higher in histamine, this could explain what's going on under the surface. Normally, high histamine foods shouldn't be a problem, except when an overload picture exists or if you have an actual allergy to a specific food. We often assume that histamine issues are pretty much an external problem. That's why antihistamine medications are the go-to band-aid. But there often lies a complex internal mess that can absolutely play a role in histamine intolerance. When you get to a point of frustration, whether it's the medication that isn't really helping anymore, or you're becoming increasingly more reactive, it's time to take a look under the hood. And that's where histamine breakdown, genetics, and hormones all can play a role together to facilitate a histamine overload picture. If this is new to you, don't worry. I'm going to help you understand the basics so you can start asking better questions and digging into your case to discover answers. As I shared in part one, genetics can play a role in how well you tolerate histamine. Not every case of histamine overload means that there are genetic SNP issues at play, but it can't be ruled out immediately. You have genes that code for two very important enzymes that dictate histamine breakdown, HMNT and DAO. I've already discussed that DAO, or diamine oxidase, is an enzyme found in your gut that breaks down histamine therein. Remember, inside your gut is actually the outside of your body, and that will be an important distinction in a moment. HMNT, also known as histamine N-methyltransferase, is another enzyme found inside of your body that is also responsible for breaking down histamine. This is a more system-wide enzyme compared to DAO. As with all genes, it's possible to have a SNP in one or both of these that could impact your body's ability to break histamine down. Should you have a SNP in one of the genes that codes for DAO or HMNT, it could mean that the impacted enzyme doesn't function as well as it should and unfortunately can't tackle histamine efficiently. You can understand why it's important to have properly functioning enzymes, but you might also wonder if it's worth getting tested for a SNP to see if that might be an answer for your particular case. Well, to investigate a genetic impact on these enzymes pretty much means that you've got to do genetic testing. Your doctor may be able to help you out with that. There's also some information on genetic SNPs impacting DAO and HMNT that you can pull from genetics reports such as 23andMe. I'll link to a resource online that I've shared with clients that can help you find this information in the show notes, as long as you have that massive printout from 23andMe or wherever you got the genetic testing from. If you decide to go down the genetics rabbit hole, I encourage you to work with someone well-trained in genetics because how genes or SNPs ultimately impact your body is much more complicated than simply addressing each SNP one by one, especially because other factors can also impact, for example, how much DAO is actually available, like when it's suppressed due to certain medication exposures, or a vicious cycle of histamine and estrogen that makes everything worse. And I'll discuss more about that in a moment. For most, doing a test by taking supplemental DAO 10 minutes before every meal for a month to see if you notice any improvement might be more helpful and possibly even more cost-effective. Remember, DAO enzymes aren't right for everyone, which is something that I discuss in part one. But even then, discovering that DAO supplements help doesn't necessarily mean you've hit on a root cause of your case per se. If you truly do fall into the histamine overload bucket, it's crucial to rule out estrogen dominance. Estrogen is a very necessary sex hormone that can cause some serious troublemaking in your system when it's out of balance. And I previously discussed related topics in episode 72 and episode 180 that you may want to check out. Just from a reactivity standpoint, one study showed that women may be more reactive to allergens on a skin prick test between days 12 to 16 of their cycle. And that's, by the way, when estrogen spikes. So if we know that monthly hormonal fluctuations can then impact how reactive you are to histamine, what happens if estrogen is outright too high in your body all of the time? Well, one potential concern comes from research suggesting that estrogen could actually increase the number of histamine receptors, making you more sensitive to histamine. In addition to this, the crazy estrogen-histamine relationship you've probably never heard of is truly something of great concern. Laura Bryden wrote an excellent article about this exact scenario on her website in 2020 called The Curious Link Between Estrogen, Mast Cells, and Histamine. She penned this explanation so articulately that I'm just going to share it exactly as written. Quote, "Estrogen stimulates mast cells to release histamine and downregulates the DAO enzyme that clears histamine. At the same time, histamine stimulates the ovaries to make more estrogen. The net result can be a vicious cycle of estrogen creating more histamine, creating more estrogen, creating more histamine." End quote. Do you see the problem? And to all the men listening to the podcast, before you think this is a women's only problem, sorry to break the news to you, but this can also happen to you because you too have estrogen naturally occurring in your body, just at lower levels than women do. And so it is possible for you to also end up in a state of estrogen dominance. And for everyone listening, you can't just blame your ovaries, ladies, or the testes for my men for this mess either. I discussed in episode 190 on phase 3 liver detoxification that gut and liver detox dysfunction could be the part of your root cause combo actually fueling higher estrogen levels. So yeah, investigating estrogen dominance is a must if you are having a hard time with histamine. While it may be tempting to seek out hormone testing after listening to all of this, it might also not be very helpful. The reason is that there are so many factors at this point hijacking your body's natural ability to deal with histamines. So addressing just estrogen might not be the best solution since so many other systems are involved. In my clinical practice, comprehensive stool testing like a GI map that looks for the beta-glucuronidase level in your stool is helpful enough. I discuss this in part one of how to address this type of issue as you work through your case. You can also give the DAO enzymes a try from a digestive perspective, or the other supplement suggestions like immunoglobulins that I mentioned also in part one. I'm not saying not to get hormone panels run, but I've often found that you won't get very far with that data. It's often better to get the gut and liver issues more balanced before testing hormones. But again, that's my clinical experience, and obviously you should work directly with your practitioner to determine what's the best course forward for you. If you've got any questions or thoughts to share about this, or you want to see the resources and articles to dig deeper, head on over to skinterrupt.com/192 so we can keep the conversation going. And then take a moment to share this episode with everyone you know who is struggling with a histamine overload issue. This information is not widely known. In fact, I would argue that most people have no idea there's a connection between histamine and estrogen. So sharing it could be a huge eye-opener for someone else dealing with this whole hidden estrogen issue involved in the mix. And before you head off for the rest of your day, take a moment to rate and review the Healthy Skin Show on your podcast platform. You guys, I love reading your reviews. It means so much. And I know that people who are looking for a show like this also value them. So please, if you haven't done so yet, leave your review, leave your thoughts about the show. And then while you're there, make sure to hit the subscribe button so you can tune in each week for new research, tips, and inspiration. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.